Hello, Jason Konigsberg here at PanAndSlam.com, and today we are going to be looking at the Oscars from 10 years ago, a little Oscars rewind. It is the Academy Awards season, it is Oscar season, a lot of the nominees are out, a lot of the award shows are happening right among us, all the nominees and the Oscar nominees will be coming up real soon, so I thought now would be a good time to take a look back at what the Academy Awards were like 10 years ago, who they picked, and if their winners, the people they've chosen, and films they've chosen, hold up. So every year, you know, they get it, for some years they get it right, some years they get it wrong. I know last year I was very happy with their selection of Moonlight taking home Best Picture. Other years they pick a movie like The English Patient, which I have written about and torn apart pretty badly on panandslam.com. That's a easy movie to pan and slam. So we'll be looking at the major categories that the Oscars gave out from 10 years ago. And we'll start with Best Actor in a Leading Role. The nominees 10 years ago were Daniel Day-Lewis for There Will Be Blood, George Clooney for Michael Clayton, Johnny Depp for Sweeney Todd, and Tommy Lee Jones for In the Valley of Elah, and Viggo Mortensen for Eastern Promises. The winner, they chose to give it to Daniel Day-Lewis for There Will Be Blood, and he would win his second of three Best Actor Academy Awards. He's still the only actor to ever win three Best Actor Academy Awards. So, did the Academy get it right? It's tough to say. 2007 is often revered as a very special year in motion pictures with so many beloved titles, so many deserving of recognition, and there's never enough room to honor them all. That was particularly true in 2007. You look at the year, it was so diverse and rich with so many great films compacted into 365 days, 52 weeks. A lot of truly terrific films were released. And they chose the best performance by an actor in a leading role from that year to be Daniel Day-Lewis for There Will Be Blood. I would say he definitely deserved it. I think There Will Be Blood was a fantastic movie, the best movie of 2007. It won the Pan and Slam Award for Best Film of 2007. And yeah, I'm happy to see that George Clooney was nominated for his great work in Michael Clayton. I'm happy to see Viggo Mortensen was nominated. He gave a terrific performance in David Cronenberg's Eastern Promises. But it was really, really nice to see Daniel Day-Lewis win his second Best Actor Academy Award, and he deserved it as that oil tycoon, man driven, you know, by greed and lust and competition. And it's a scathing look at the oil industry and what oil has done to our society. And I've got to say that Daniel Day-Lewis, absolutely, he, you know, you were glued to the screen every time he was on, and that was for most of the film. It would have been nice to have seen Emile Hirsch nominated for Into the Wild, and I would not have minded if Christian Bale was nominated for his work in Rescue Dawn, both very emotional and physical performances from those two actors, and they both involve actors' man-against-nature type themes, but absolutely, best actor in a leading role, it should have been, and it was, Daniel Day-Lewis for There Will Be Blood. I can say the Academy got it right in that category. Let's look at best actor in a supporting role. The nominees were Casey Affleck for The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, Philip Seymour Hoffman for Charlie Wilson's War, Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men, Hal Holbrook for Into the Wild, and Tom Wilkinson for Michael Clayton. The Academy chose to give it to Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men. Did the Academy get it right? This is a tougher call. Javier Bardem commanded the screen as the ruthless and emotionless serial killer, despite a Prince Valiant haircut that almost distracted from his cold and calculated performance. I was originally not a fan of No Country for Old Men right away, but after repeated viewings, it really grew on me, and I noticed a lot of certain aspects about its ambivalent ending. I've really come around, and this film deserves all the praise and awards it receives. What should have won, personally? I think I would have given it to Tom Wilkinson for his outstanding work as a man who posed a threat to a firm that once employed him in Michael Clayton. That film had terrific performances from its entire cast, and I would not have minded seeing Hal Holbrook take home this award for Into the Wild. But in all seriousness, Javier Bardem winning is just fine. I'd have given it to Tom Wilkinson, but for the most part, the Academy got it right. Next category is an interesting one: Best Actress in a Leading Role. This was really something. This was a bit of a surprise. So the nominees were Cate Blanchett for Elizabeth, The Golden Age; Julie Christie, Away From Her; Marion Cotillard, La Vie en Rose; Laura Linney for The Savages; and Ellen Page for Juno. They chose to give it to then unknown Marion Cotillard for La Vie en Rose. A rare, rare time that a Best Actor or Best Actress Academy Award went to a foreign language performance. Did the Academy get it right? I would say no. I mean, Marion Cotillard, very talented, virtually a no-name actress in the Western Hemisphere, and one for her breakout role. I'm not familiar with the life and work of Edith Piaf, and maybe that's a factor, but allegedly Cotillard was a dead ringer for the French singer. I guess in that regard, the Academy made the right selection. Sadly, I think this film and performance are often forgotten by moviegoers when discussing the films of Marion Cotillard. She's mostly known for her mainstream English language work, at least in this part of the world, and not for her foreign roles, despite the fact that she won an Oscar for it. So it's almost as if it kind of like it didn't happen, which was what I've said about Forrest Whitaker's Oscar win when he won for playing Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland. No one really talks about it. No one really knows. It's just sort of a footnote in their careers. What should have won? Personally, I was partial to Julie Christie's heartbreaking performance as a woman suffering from Alzheimer's in the phenomenal and understated Away From Her. The fact that they honored a foreign language performance and it was not Carice Van Houten for Black Book or Anna Maria Marinka for 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, both released in 2007, that is mind-boggling to me. Those were two of the very best performances from any non-English language film of the decade, male or female. Regardless, those were outstanding. Of the nominees, I'd have given it to Julie Christie. So Marion Cotillard has an Oscar. If I knew more about French culture and Edith Piaf, maybe I would feel differently. Let's move down to Best Actress in a Supporting Role. All right, the nominees here. Cate Blanchett, again, nominated twice in 1 year for I'm Not There; Ruby Dee for American Gangster; Saoirse Ronan, her first nomination, for Atonement; Amy Ryan for Gone Baby Gone; and Tilda Swinton for Michael Clayton. And Tilda Swinton would go on to win the Academy Award for Michael Clayton. She won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role, as she works for a law firm protecting a chemical company that has done some seedy acts to stay rich. It's a smart, sophisticated adult drama that holds up very well and deserved the Oscar nominations and wins it received. I wrote about her performance already, comparing her to Hillary Clinton, the way many Republicans probably view Hillary as being a ruthless, cunning, and willing to do whatever it takes to get ahead type of person. And maybe Tilda Swinton channeled some of that inner Hillary Clinton in her for this performance. So I would say the Academy got it right. I actually agree 100% with the Academy here. Tilda Swinton was the right choice, and her performance along with Clooney and Wilkinson really made Michael Clayton such a smart and effective adult thriller. I really enjoyed that movie and thought it was very suspenseful and very riveting. I would not have minded if Marcia Gay Harden was nominated for her Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her second time for The Mist, but she wasn't nominated. They don't nominate horror movies, as we know. Unfortunately, that might change this year with Get Out, but we shall see. But of the nominees, I would have given it to Tilda Swinton for Michael Clayton. Let's move on to directing. Best Director. All right, the nominees were Joel and Ethan Coen for No Country for Old Men, a rare two people nominated for directing one film; Julian Schnabel for The Diving Bell and the Butterfly; Jason Reitman for Juno; Tony Gilroy for Michael Clayton; and Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood. The winner was Joel and Ethan Coen for No Country for Old Men. I love the Coen brothers. I was very happy to see them win a Best Director Oscar, which they should have won for Fargo, and I've written about that already. And they easily could win for almost any of their films. It's also interesting that the Oscars acknowledge one of their more unconventional films with their top awards. It certainly starts off matter-of-fact way, the movie No Country for Old Men, looking a lot like their earlier films. It reminded me of Blood Simple or Fargo in the Texas desert instead of covered under snow. But then it starts to veer into uncharted territory, and the end is a real head-scratcher that lost a lot of viewers and took a lot of people by surprise. I give the Academy credit now, at this point, for honoring the Coen brothers for their bleak and bold vision. So I would say, yes, the Academy got it right, what should have run. I agree with the Coen brothers winning Best Director, but not for this film. I would have given it to Paul Thomas Anderson, who directed the best picture of the year and one of the best films of the decade with There Will Be Blood. He deserved the Oscar out of all these other directors nominated in this category, in my opinion. But, I mean, hey, he's got a great resume. All of his films are great, and maybe he'll win possibly for Phantom Thread, but, you know, maybe he'll win at some point in his career. So let's move on to Best Adapted Screenplay. And the nominees were the Coen brothers for No Country for Old Men, Chris Hampton for Atonement, Sarah Polley, who wrote and directed Away From Her, Ron Harwood for The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and Paul Thomas Anderson, who wrote and directed There Will Be Blood. And once again, the Coen brothers, they walked away with a lot of Oscars that night. Best Picture, Director, and Screenplay. They got all the big ones. So it was the Coen brothers winning Best Adapted Screenplay, and the same thing I said in regards to the Best Director Oscar could be applied here. I appreciate the Academy honoring two of the most talented writer-directors of all time for their uncompromising adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's novel, but I still think Paul Thomas Anderson wrote an even better script, adapting Upton Sinclair's book Oil and turning it into the motion picture There Will Be Blood. It is a very loose adaptation, to say the least, but I really admire this film. At the time, I admired The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and I would have thought that was the best screenplay. However, since seeing the film a decade ago, I have read the book that it was based on, and as much as I admired the film, the source material of The Diving Bell and the Butterfly had such a sense of humor to it that the movie did not capture. I really thought the book was outstanding, and the movie only captured a fraction of what was going on there. It's still excellent movie, excellent book if you get a chance to read The Diving Bell of the Butterfly. All right, Best Original Screenplay. The nominees were Diablo Cody for Juno, Nancy Oliver Lars and the Real Girl, Tony Gilroy, Michael Clayton, Brad Bird, Jan Picava, Jim Capobianco, and Brad Bird again, based on the story, for Ratatouille, and Tamara Jenkins for The Savages. The Academy gave it to, the winner was Diablo Cody for Juno. Now, this is an interesting one. Did the Academy get it right? Every so often, there's a movie that takes Oscar season by storm and becomes the talk of the town. Then once the storm is settled and passed, people start to realize that the movie they celebrated was not that special. This has happened before with Driving Miss Daisy, Dances with Wolves, and Life is Beautiful. I mean, those were films that dominated the Oscars the weeks and months leading up to it. Well, in 2007, 2008 Oscar season, that movie was Juno. I am just as guilty of overpraising this film. I loved it, and it won the Pan and Slam Award for Best Screenplay Comedy. It is a terrific film in its own right, with very down-to-earth sensibilities, just probably not the instant classic critics, audiences, and voters declared it to be. I have no problem with Juno winning Best Screenplay. At the time, I would have voted for it. But what should have won? With hindsight being 2020, I cannot honestly say that Juno deserved to win, especially over its fellow nominees Michael Clayton and Ratatouille. One, Michael Clayton was a taut script that kept audiences riveted for the entire film. The other kept them on the edge of their seat with humor and action and an inventiveness that no other film had that year with Ratatouille. Both total opposite styles of writing, both two very different excellent and effective films, and two of the finest examples of the powerful, diverse, and absolutely entertaining movies 2007 had to offer. And now we move on to Best Picture. The nominees were Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. And the winner was No Country for Old Men. Did the Academy get it right? I'm probably getting very repetitive here. I appreciate them honoring that film. I respect that film tremendously, even more now than I did at the time. But that being said, I still preferred Paul Thomas Anderson's bold and unconventional vision of There Will Be Blood, about how oil and all the greed and lust and headache and heartache and death has been caused because of our nation's reliance on fossil fuels. From looking at the Oscar results, you know, one might think that There Will Be Blood was just an okay movie, you know, anchored by an outstanding performance from Daniel Day-Lewis. That couldn't be further from the truth. Yes, Daniel Day-Lewis was a terrific, brazen, powerful performance, as he always did, as he always does, but and he dominates the screen. But the cinematography, which also won, the writing, Paul Dano's supporting performance, the music score by Johnny Greenwood, they all could or should have been recognized by the Academy. There Will Be Blood is one of the best films of this century so far, and I think that without a doubt it's one that we will continue to cherish and admire for years. The same could be said for No Country for Old Men, but in my heart, what should have won, I would absolutely say it's There Will Be Blood. So we'll see what the Academy has in store for us this year. The nominations have yet to be announced, but looking back 10 years ago, you see, they got some right, some I disagree with. Overall, I mean, it was a better than average year, I would say, for the Academy. And you look back at all the films that were released in 2007. I mean, there was Knocked Up, there was Superbad, there was The Mist, there was Shoot 'Em Up, 310 to Yuma, the remake, The Kite Runner. There were so many outstanding movies, American Gangster, and these are just ones that I'm looking, thinking of off the top of my head. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, Sidney Lumet's last film, and a terrific film. So there was a lot of really, really great movies. I would say There Will Be Blood was the best of everything to come out of 2007, but a very rich, rich year for films. And yeah, so we shall see where the Academy decides to go this year. I've already given my take about what I predict will happen. We will see if that comes true. And otherwise, I'm Jason Konigsberg, and I'm going to keep panning and slamming movies here for you. Feel free to check out my website, comment, say whatever is on your mind, what you agree with, disagree with. And yep, keep watching those movies and have a good night. Take care. Bye.